Well, howdy guys. Here's a person being stopped for a minor traffic offence. But unfortunately, it's a femon. So she has to cause drama and chaos and escalate the situation.
I rolled through the stop sign?
Yeah, pretty blatantly.
Okay, I don't recall doing that at all.
That's fine. I watched you do it. Do you have your license, registration, insurance?
Yeah, I do. I'll show you my license. I don't ever let anyone hold it.
Well, I need it, so...
I'm required to show it to you.
Okay, I need it so I can go run your information.
There's my information, okay, right?
Give me your driver's... I'm not doing this.
Sir,
ma'am,
I'm
listen,
not
listen
required
to... Listen to me. Listen to
no,
me.
No, sir. I am not required to...
Say, give... Can you give me your...
No,
your
sir, I'm... I don't... Here's my license. Here's my... I will not hand you my license. I am not required to
hand you my
license.
Listen, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen is I'm going to call for a supervisor and he's going to tell you that you're going to give me your license. Got
no,
it?
No, okay. Sir.
And so for the time being, because
with
listen
all
to
due
me.
Respect,
listen
sir.
To me. Listen to me.
No, sir.
Yes, yes,
no,
ma'am.
Sir.
Right,
no,
out.
Sir.
Step out, please.
No,
yes,
sir.
Step out.
Excuse me.
Step out, please.
No, sir.
Yes, you are uncooperative. I would like you to exit your vehicle.
I don't want to talk to you.
Okay.
I'll speak to him.
This is my traffic stop.
I don't care. You don't...
I need you to step out.
You'll just have to wait a second.
No, I don't. It's not on your timing. It's on mine.
No, it's not,
There's
sir.
United States case law, Pennsylvania versus Mims.
I don't care
Listen,
what that
okay,
is.
You're going to go to jail for resisting if you don't get out of your car.
What am I under arrest for?
Just hear me out for a second.
I am.
He's asked you to step out of the vehicle. Whether you agree with it or not, that's a lawful command, okay? So...
Can I say something?
Of course, go ahead. I'll hear you.
He asked for my driver's license. I showed it to him. I know for a fact that I'm not required by law to give it to him in his hands. Because I'm driving a motor vehicle, I'm required to show you my license if you ask for it.
Do you mind if I get that?
But I don't have to give it to you. I don't ever hand anybody original documents in their hand.
Okay. You're making this more difficult.
I'm just saying, I don't hand my documents
over.
Right,
so at this point, I'm asking you to step out of the vehicle, okay?
Okay, and
so,
I will.
So go ahead and step out right now at this moment. Because
okay,
I've
not,
tried the nice approach,
you
and now you're not listening. So
you
go ahead and step
permission.
Out, or I'm going to pull you out of the vehicle at this point.
If you are ordered to exit your vehicle on a traffic stop by a law enforcement officer,
okay,
you
I'm
must
exit
do
my
so.
Vehicle.
Okay.
But you don't have permission to touch anything in my vehicle.
When my supervisor gets here, I'll be getting your driver. License.
No, you won't, sir.
What's your reasoning for not wanting to give your license?
I never hand over original documents to anybody.
Is there a reason?
Yes, because I've lost things that way before. I know for a fact I'm not required to hand an officer my driver's license. I have to show it to you.
Do you read case law?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you know the case law for this?
I don't know it off the top of my head, but I can find it quickly.
I'm just
saying, I know what my rights are.
Yeah, I know your rights, too. I'm certified
good.
In the state of Florida as an
That's
LEO
great.
Officer. I know rights.
Turn around, please. Change my back, please.
What am I being arrested
You're
for?
You're arrested for resisting.
Resisting?
Yes,
what?
Ma'am.
What am I charged with?
Resisting, ma'am.
Obstruction law enforcement.
Yes, ma'am.
Put your hands together like you prayed.
I don't know who educated you, but that is not even close to correct.
Excuse me, officer. Excuse me, officer. Get out of my vehicle, please. You guys are really crooked and corrupt.
No,
this is all going to court. Every single bit of it.
You learned it from like TikTok or something.
You are a dirty, crooked, corrupted cop. That is what you are.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? And it's always generally femons. Now, they always end up getting arrested. Femons are their own worst enemies. It was a minor traffic offence. All he had to do was check her licence, if that was okay, and everything else was in order. It probably would just been a warning. But because of her attitude and her mouth, she gets arrested. And femons are time wasters, aren't they? The guy had to get his supervisor to come there, just to verify what he was doing was correct. Of course, this being an arrogant femon, and nobody tells her what to do, she didn't believe the police officer or his supervisor, and she's probably not going to believe the judge either. But just multiply that in one day. How much police time do they waste? And all the taxpayers pay for it. The entitlement seems to be inbred in all of them, but the entitlement is strong in this one. The fact was that she was wrong, but she's the queen bee where she comes from. Imagine living around that thing. And having to tolerate that man of arrogance. They live among us, guys. Stay away. Be alone. Be safe. But most of all, be free. Mostly all femons are bossy. But if you notice, they haven't got a clue what the hell they're talking about. Ciao.